Miller.
Oh, my dad was a miller and a farmer.
Granddad used to run the mill down here.
He ran the mill quite a while.
Yeah. How long did he do that?
Oh, I'd say 12 to 18 years.
Mm. His mother told me one time about the house burning up or something. When did that happen?
1929 or 30.
Yeah.
About 1930.
You were about 26 then?
Well, let's see, 4 from 30 would be 26.
How did that happen?
The fire? I think an iron or something set it to fire when it during the ironing or somewhere. Might have been the flu in the chimney. And they didn't know for sure.
How long did, let's see, did your father go to school?
I'm not sure about that, John.
Or, let's see, grandmother, do you know how long she went to school?
She went to college, too.
Crossing the questions now. Let's see, the smoke goes up through the what?
Flue.
Through the flue? Would you have a different name for a similar thing in a factory?
Stacking would be the most likely name for it.
Yeah, and on a house you call this a
flue or chimney.
The open place in the floor in front of the fireplace.
The hearth.
What would you call the front of an old-fashioned stove?
Don't know that one.
Have you ever heard the expression hearthstone?
I've heard it. Not sure just what it was, except unless it was a horse.
In the fireplace, what would you call the things that you lay wood across?
Hand round the fire dog.
Let me check this and make sure it's...
Right.
What would you call the place above the fireplace where you might put an ornament or picture or something like that?
Mantelpiece?
Yeah. What would you call the blank space above that?
Get them all right, does it give you a college degree?
have you ever heard the expression mantle board?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever used the expression mantle board?
Yeah, we use it.
How would you describe a mantle board?
Well, it would be the place above the fireplace that you, when Santa Claus come, you hung your stocking from.
Okay.